Hello and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, a podcast for writers. Write your way to success. I'm your host, Connie B. Dowell, and this is another listener wish sort of Q&A type episode. As you may remember from a couple of weeks ago, I posted a question on Facebook and Twitter to writers, and the question was, if you could have a fairy wave a magic wand and change one thing, fix one thing about writing, publishing, and book marketing for you, what would that thing be? And today's listener wish is about the marketability of books and about books finding their right market. And this listener wished that there was some kind of an app or a service where they could run ideas by an agent before even starting on a project. That they were frustrated and they wanted to avoid the heartache of spending months, perhaps years, on a book, only to find out that it wasn't the right fit for the market. The market was oversaturated. It was better suited to the educational market, and they wanted a way to avoid all of that. Now, before I get into an answer, as you're listening along, this is a very traditional publishing-based question, but marketability applies both to traditional publishing and to indie publishing. Yes, if you are a self-publishing author, you can spend months and years on a book, and there's not going to be an agent to tell you no. There's not going to be an editor telling you no. You can self-publish it and put it out no matter what the market says. However, if the market is oversaturated, if it's not well suited to the market, then not only will you have spent those months and years of blood, sweat, and tears to produce this book, you'll have also spent your own money to produce the book, you know, to hire an editor, to get a cover designer, to market the book. So it's not just the heartache, but, you know, you'll be in the red on the book as well. So this question really does apply to both traditional and indie publishing. And the answers that I give you, there's no app, there's no service, there's no magic button. But there are things that you can do, and the answers and the tools that I'm going to talk about differ a little bit between the two, but there's also some commonalities as well. So first, let's tackle this problem. Since it was asked from a traditional publishing perspective, with a traditional publishing, perhaps not solution, but approach. And that is that there is a wonderful resource out there called the Manuscript Wishlist. So it's not agents looking over your ideas before you write them. They're really, really busy. They've got to represent their clients. They've got to sort through, so many queries. They really don't have time for that. But agents and editors, they're telling the world what they want through the Manuscript Wishlist. Their website is incredibly extensive. It has a lot of great resources. There's a blog, there's a podcast. I'm going to link to all of this in the show notes of this episode. So there's a lot of great stuff. You can also find lots of agents and editors tweeting about what they want using that Manuscript Wishlist hashtag. So it will be hashtag MSWL for Manuscript Wishlist. So keep abreast of what they're looking for. You can also keep abreast of what deals are being made, so you know what's out there, what's selling, and maybe what's, not selling as much anymore. So you can subscribe to Publishers Weekly. You can just keep up with kind of book Twitter. It's a good way to keep up with what's being sold, what's coming out. And if you, want to join a writer's organization, for your genre or your category. This particular person's question made me think the way they phrase it, that it was a children's publishing question. And so I encourage them to, reach out and join the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. And that is a great way to keep up with what's going on in the industry. So that is the tactical approach for traditional publishing, kind of specifically. Now, if you're indie publishing, there's also ways that you can keep up with what's selling. And it is important to keep in mind that, the indie market is a little bit different than traditional publishing. So you can keep up by, again, by networking. Find other indie authors. You can find them on Twitter. You can find them in many, many author Facebook groups. I would say 20 books to 50K is like the biggest and probably like the most expensive one to see. And people are very, indie authors are very transparent about, what they're doing, what's working, what's not working. And that's a great way to keep up with the industry. I also recommend using some tools like Kaylytics, which is produces genre reports. It's a company that produces genre analytic reports, and you can see what's kind of taking off in a genre, and it really digs down into the data to let you know before you start diving into this extensive new series, is it likely to take off, or is this more, of a passion project or something that you might put on a shelf? Not to say that everything that you have to do has to be commercial, but it does help to know whether or not you're going to make a return on an investment. If you're a working author, a lot of us come to the conclusion that we end up doing. I'm misquoting some famous actor here somewhere that said of the movies that he'd done, he does one for them and then one for him. Meaning he does one that's going to be commercially successful, that's going to pay the bills, and then he does one passion project to keep that balance. So, this is even though we all get into this for the love, it is important to remember that sometimes, writers got to eat too. So, that is one way to start to figure out the marketability of an idea. And another tool that I like to use is called Publisher Rocket. Now, I'm not endorsed by either. I'm not an affiliate by either of these tools. They're just something that I found personally helpful. Publisher Rocket has a lot of different capabilities. It's primarily advertised as a way to optimize your keywords on Amazon or find keywords for advertising. But the way that the kind of less advertised feature that I really like is that you can look up books that you might have considered comparable, books that you would want your book to sit next to on a shelf, and see how well they're doing, because a publisher Rocket estimates monthly sales. And that was a game changer for me in terms of reshaping the direction I had a series going. Because I had it, I had made the rookie mistake of thinking that, all right, I know what I'm aiming for in this particular market, but I was comparing myself to traditionally published books, and not indie published books. And when I saw, the sales that were coming in from the big players in that particular niche, it occurred to me that I could not make a living going after that niche, particularly as an indie author. Traditional publishing can take a little bit more risks. Traditional publishing has big sellers that can kind of float some of the ones that don't sell as well. And traditional publishing can throw a lot of money and a lot of marketing push at something in a way that indies can't. So it's good to get a look at those numbers. But ultimately, none of this is a replacement for reading widely in your genre, whether you're indie published or traditionally published. We read really widely in the genre and the category that you write. That's how the best way to keep up, with what's hot, what's selling, is to be a reader of it yourself. And presumably you're writing, whatever kind of thing it is you're writing because you love it, because you're fascinated and interested by it. So hopefully you're already doing that. So yeah, there's no magic button to fix this. It is a little bit of hard work, but it's the kind of hard work that you would put into any industry you wanted to work in. Any other kind of a product besides a book that you were putting out into the world, you would research what was already out there and what was currently going on in the market. So that's something that you have to do for books as well. And if you love books, it is actually quite a little bit fun. All right, so that is it for today's question and answer. As we're coming up close to the 100th episode and getting some fun stuff ready for you guys, and I would appreciate it if you could spread the word. Just tell one other person about the podcast and get some more listeners. If you'd like to chat more about the content in this episode, you can drop me a line, connie@bookechoes.com. You can comment on the show notes, bookechoes.com/show. And you can also join the Facebook community, Author Goal Rockstars, to talk more about the episodes and about setting your goals as an author and just living the writer life. But that's all for this time. You can always find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible Podcasts, or wherever it is you are listening to this episode. Until next time, happy writing!